Good morning, my friends, and a good and Erev Shabbat. We are on day six, which is called Never Sent, Never Signed, and this is all about anger. And I begin with one of my favorite stories about Abraham Lincoln. Whenever he felt the impulse to say something that would express anger, he would compose what he called a hot letter, which is basically writing something down that he never sent. That would be the equivalent today of like writing an email but not pressing send either. And he would write these letters. And at the bottom of the letter, he wrote, never sent, never signed. And that's a very, very powerful and just simple way of trying to channel our anger. But I mentioned in the chapter, stira. Stira is an inner contradiction in the writings of the great Rambam, Maimonides. Because if you were paying attention to yesterday's chat, Maimonides, I mentioned, believes in the middle trait, not to go to any kind of extreme. And he gives an example. He says, anger. Person shouldn't, you know, get angry at it, just anything sets you off. And on the other hand, he says you shouldn't be like Kames. You shouldn't be like a dead person, like without a spine, like nothing upsets you. You should be somewhere in the middle. Yet the Rambam writes that anger is so destructive. It is such an awful midah, such an awful trait that you should never get angry. And it's the exception to the middle of the path, the middle of the road rule of Maimonides. He was following the Aristotelian golden mean. The middle of the road's the best thing. Nope, not with anger. Anger, go to the opposite extreme. So which is it? Are you supposed to be in the middle and have a little anger or no anger at all? And one of the answers that I shared in the chapter, which resonates with me, is that ideally, and this is a very, very high level person, but we should always aspire not to get angry internally, but to model anger at some points. Because if you don't model anger on some level within, of course, reason, then how are you going to educate? How are you going to teach your children? Or how is a teacher going to model certain behavior if when someone does something really inappropriate and wrong, person is just totally chill, totally even keeled? You'll never be able to demonstrate to that person or to your student or your child that this is inappropriate. So angry externally is okay a little, but internally very, very destructive. So I gave a couple of suggestions in the chapter. What do you do when you get so upset and we lose? By the way, the reason we get angry, of course, is because anger triggers the body's fight or flight response. And the body then releases all this adrenaline and other hormones into the bloodstream. And therefore, we act less rationally, which is why we've all probably said or done something really stupid when we were in a fit of anger. So a couple of suggestions. One is to take a deep breath. Literally just breathing just calms things down a bit, in through the nose, out the mouth. It activates our parasympathetic nervous system, which helps the body relax when we're stressed out. The other thing I mentioned is a pasuk from the Torah, a very important verse in the Torah, that tells us, hochech tochech et amitecha, that you shall correct your neighbor. And that phrase comes after another phrase in the Torah, lo sisna es achicha dovavecha, do not harbor hate for your fellow Jew. Technically, we're not supposed to come to hate a fellow Jew. And Nachmanides says, how do you do this? By saying something when you're feeling something. A lot of the reasons we get angry with other people is because it gets pented up. It stays within us. And the goal is not to be confrontational and to always be upset about something and always bringing something up with your friends. Nobody likes to be friends with someone like that. But when you see something is really bothering you, when you see something, as they say, say something. And the result of that will be that you will get less angry with people. I gave a little tip in the book, how to share your feelings when you've built up some resentment. Don't just go over to the person and say, hey, how could you have done this? Rephrase it and always couch whatever rebuke you may be giving to a friend in certain kind of language. You know, when you did that, it made me feel. When you said that, it caused me to think like this. Focus it on yourself. It doesn't put the other person on the defensive too much. Share one quick idea from my new book that touches on this at the end of our tefillah. At the end of our Shemona Esrei, we say something very, very powerful. We say, my God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitful speech. And those who curse me, let my soul be silent. May my soul be to all like dust. What does that mean? May my soul be to all like dust? It doesn't mean you should be a shmata and let other people walk all over you. But it's okay once in a while to, when someone does something, to say, you know what? I'm going to try in an act of modesty to try to just sort of let it go. And one last thing I mentioned in the book also, quoted a famous passage from the Talmud, that it says in the Talmud that there are three characteristics that the Jewish people as a nation possess. It says that we are A, rachamim, we are number two, baishanim, modest, and three, we perform acts of kindness. And these qualifications are taken so seriously that the great Rambam, Maimonides, declares that although Jews generally possess an inherent presumption of being Jewish, like if you say to someone else, are you Jewish? They say yes, you don't have to check any further. If a person is always quarrelsome, always making problems, always getting angry and upset with other people and creating issues with others, you have to look into his yichus. You have to look into that Jewish person's qualifications. They may not be Jewish because it goes so deep into the core, into the DNA of who we are, that Jews, we let things go. And to be able to develop that for other people is going to help us build relationships, keep friends, and not walk around with negative energy. Shabbat Shalom.